What started as a simple way for Todd Bowl to honor his mother, an avid reader, has become a grassroots social phenomenon. The Little Free Library movement has spread to almost every continent on the planet. The small cabinets can be found on curbs in front of homes in suburbia, in front of churches and coffee shops, in the middle of big cities. Each has a few dozen books to be exchanged with readers in that neighborhood. There are a few in Northwest Arkansas, in Fayetteville, Siloam Springs, and Winslow. After this month, expect more of them to be created. Todd Bowl, one of the co-founders of the Little Free Library Project, came here last week to hold a workshop at Ozark Folkways in Winslow and give a presentation at the Fayetteville Public Library. He also, during his visit, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio.
Kind of part of this is if you look at Facebook, you realize that people want to network and they want to be together. But I've had numerous people say to me, people want to be together, but they really want to be face-to-face. And I've had people say to me, Little Free Library is Facebook with a face. And another part that kind of makes it unique is if you see somebody walking down the street, I'm 56, and if I saw a 20-year-old woman or a 30-year-old woman or a guy and I said hi, they'd likely turn the other way and think, what did that guy want? What did that creep want? But if you approach somebody at the Little Free Library, you talk about books, you talk about education, you talk about kids.
A favorite author.
Exactly. And you have a comfortable conversation. You feel good about them. They feel good about you. And, go on with your life knowing that you met somebody likely in your neighborhood that you'll say hi to again. We were told by a gentleman that Little Free Library is like having a front porch that extends to your sidewalk.
On the website, you sell kits, you sell designs ready to go. But what's been fascinating about this is that so many people decide to build their own and completely customize, go with their own ideas.
Right. I mean, some of the things that people have done, we get blown away by it every day. We have a library on Honeybee Island on the border between U.S. and Canada in the St. Lawrence Seaway, and it's located at the end of a dock, and you can only get there by boat. We've had people build fantastic ones out of old stoves and, for instance, put a 5-gallon can on top and make eyes and antennas, and it turns into a robot. We've seen people make them out of old canoes, old beehives.
The idea, in case listeners are unfamiliar, it's a library. It's a little library. It's a free library. People can walk by. Here's a book I'd like. And the idea is take one, leave one. So there's an exchange. So the library always has a certain amount.
Right. That's it. And just a slight correction. It's take a book, return a book.
Ah.
In our beginnings, we really played with a different verbiage. We used to say free book exchange, and nobody would take a book because they weren't a member of the exchange. We said free books, and then they took them all. We said take a book, leave a book, and they wouldn't take any books because they didn't have a book. So now it's take a book, return a book, so they can take one and just return something someday. It doesn't have to be the same book.
The average Little Free Library holds how many books?
I was told that little libraries are maximized out at 54 books.
That's quite a selection.
Yeah. We've had some Little Free Libraries, like at Starbucks in Chicago and different places. We've had them outside football stadiums in Madison and so on. And we've had people tell us that some of their libraries turn over 1,000 books a month.
Wow. And so at those libraries, what you see on June 1st and what you see on June 30th are going to be completely different.
On June 2nd.
Okay.
It's a complete turnaround because it's a neighborhood library and it's open to the neighborhood, and the steward takes care of it and oversees it. And the steward communicates to the neighborhood that this is their library and they need to take care of it and share books and give us books. I think part of the reason why people are so excited, not only because they meet neighbors all the time, is that we have people tell us all the time that they love books. They're their heart and soul. And we love used bookstores, and we get books there. But a lot of times people say to us they just can't sell a part of their heart and soul for 25 cents. But if they could share them with their neighbors, they're happy. And we find that people read books all over the place. Sometimes you wouldn't imagine that people are just loving books, and they're glad to bring them and share them with their neighbors.
If you go to the website, there are accoutrements that you can use, like the recommendations and things like that.
Well, we have several things. What we do is try to support the stewards in Little Free Libraries in a variety of ways. And one is I'll explain some things in there, and I'll explain some programs that we're trying to launch here in Arkansas. One is we have a grand opening where it explains to the neighbors about the library and needing books and so on. Another thing we have is some stickers that go on the outside of the binder that say, always a gift, never for sale. And then we have something called Recommended Reads, which I just love. It's a simple 3.5 by 5 Avery label, or anybody's label, and you just slide your picture in and you slide who you are, and you write in the book, I recommend this book because, and we encourage you to download them and put them in little free libraries. And where I'm from in the Twin Cities, we're going to have the Vikings and the Twins and, you know, the celebrity media folks mm-hmm. like yourself fill them up. And so we not only encourage you to put them in little free libraries, and it'll be a surprise and a mystery of what celebrities there, but we encourage libraries here to set up their own community shelf, who's reading, you know, what books, et cetera. It's really easy to do. We are starting a program in Wisconsin and Minnesota where we're trying to put a little free library in every single town that doesn't have a library.
Ah.
And if you think about it, more towns don't have libraries than they do.
Sure.
Because most of them are too small to have one. And we have figured out that in Iowa, there's 404 towns without libraries. In Minnesota, there's 531 that don't have libraries. And we have people in different states trying to pick up the banner and try to do that. And what happens with us is, like I mentioned earlier, in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, last year, September, there was about 5 libraries. Now in Minnesota, there's 500. Similar story in Wisconsin. In Milwaukee, there was March of this year, there was 2 or 3 libraries. Now, right now, there's over 50. And so what happens is it grows and it expands where schools and churches and men's groups and Home Depots and Lowe's and 4-H, and they pick it up, they pick up the hammer, and they start working together to make this happen. And so what we were hoping to be is a spark in Arkansas, and what we'd like to see is that there's a little free library in every town in Arkansas that does not have one.
Todd Bowl is a co-founder of the Little Free Library Project, and he was in Northwest Arkansas earlier this month to hold a workshop and give a presentation about the project. You can learn much more at littlefreelibrary.org.